Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, welcome back to the Prince of Investment. Coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado, via Honolulu, Hawaii. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button, and follow us on all our platforms. But today, ladies and gentlemen, I have a very, very interesting topic. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So as you guys and girls can see in the description box, we're going to have a very, very interesting episode today. We're going to be talking about the big tech earnings. Big tech came out a few hours ago, and they pretty much are going to dominate the market. So today's episode, we're going to talk about the earnings of Facebook, Amazon, Google, and Apple. Those are the big tech companies we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about individually how they perform. How do they affect the NASDAQ and ways you can profit from big tech earnings? Now, one thing I want to hit on first to kind of lead into this, I want to talk about the antitrust hearing that happened yesterday. And that ropes into why I look at big tech. The antitrust hearing was held on Capitol Hill, where it called all the big names from the CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Apple, which is Tim Cook, and the CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Google, I can't pronounce his name, but they all called in the Capitol Hill and they talked about the antitrust hearing. You know, pretty much they were pretty much saying these companies are so big that the consumers of America pretty much rely on these companies. You know, for prime example, if Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook gets together, they can go against conservatives. They're pretty much the media itself. More people are getting their media today, like you guys and girls are now. They're getting it online. They get it on their phones. They get it on Facebook, Amazon. They get it on Amazon, but that too. But they get it off of Facebook. They get it off of Instagram. They get it in articles that are being shared around. That's what most people are getting they're getting information from. So when you see companies go against, like a Twitter, go against the president, Trump, and censor him, that becomes an issue. That's when people become worried. So when I first saw this as an investor, I said, wow, even Capitol Hill is realizing how vital these companies are. These companies got the nickname called the FANG. That's F, acronym F-A-N-N-G, which is Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. Right. And they got this name, the FANG. The FANG, it showed me how important it was when they're on Capitol Hill and Congress is telling them, hey, you're censoring conservatives and you're doing this, you're blocking ads and you're shutting down these people. Google, you're stopping traffic to these websites. Facebook, you're taking down these people's ads. Google owns YouTube. Facebook is the largest social media platform that owns Instagram as well. So right there, they are acknowledging how big Amazon is, where everybody go and get their retail. So they're right now, they're acknowledging how big these companies were and vital. They were pretty much acknowledging these companies were vital. That's what I took away from the antitrust hearing. It said, Amazon, you took one of the books of a congressman down for whatever reason, right? So that let me know, man, these companies are very vital. And something happened that was very, very rare in the big tech world. What is that, you ask? I'm glad you asked it. Earnings reports never come out at the same time that I've been, you know, following for years. I never remember all the big tech companies coming out on one particular day, right? You had that week where they come out, maybe a season, maybe a week, every other week or something like that. Like last week was Netflix. But this week, on this one particular day, Facebook, Amazon, Google, and Apple all released their earnings today at the exact same time. Now, when I saw this, I noticed, I said, well, what index tracks the FANG? The FANG, ladies and gentlemen, comprises a majority of the NASDAQ. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. Wish I did. I should have done better research. But I did have that graph in front of me that showed you how much is controlled by the NASDAQ. And when you look at the top three indexes, which is the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500, NASDAQ, and the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ has pretty much been carrying the market all year long. Big tech companies have been carrying the market all year long. You've seen Amazon reporting rocket revenue. You've seen Facebook having rocket revenue. We've seen Google have rocket revenue. We've seen all these companies just skyrocketing when a lot of places like the restaurants or the airlines are having a hard time. So you look at this, this is reflected not only with my saying, this is reflected when you compare those NASDAQs, well, not NASDAQ, when you compare those indexes together, the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, you'll know the NASDAQ is having a great, great year. Why are they having a great year? They're propped by some of the biggest companies in the world called, the, you know, called Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, the FANG, right? So when I saw the government say that these companies are vital, then I saw all of them getting their releasing their earnings today. Usually sometimes I look for opportunities, or I keep my eye for opportunities when companies are going to release their earnings, because usually it causes a lot of volatility within that stock, which could make a little money for the investors, right? If you want to be a little risky, add a little risk to your portfolio with maybe something like an option trade, or maybe you may buy bunches of stock or whatever you may do. This was one of my first times that I said, hey, you know what? You have four major companies. And I was trying to pick a company. The companies that I thought saw that if you follow me on Facebook and Instagram at the Investor Show, you will see that I predicted that Google would have a 5% uprise. And I said that Amazon would go up 5%. And I was about 50-50. Google was the only company out of the big four that released earnings that were not as shiny, which was very surprising to me. I thought that they were going to have a great year, being that Google is the internet, and also that Google owns YouTube, and I see more people at home, more people on the internet than ever, right? But I was very shocked by that. But the thing about it, and I thought Apple was a surprise, because I thought Apple would have a little problems, because Apple actually has stores. So Apple closed a lot of its stores. It started regulating its store hours. So I was thinking maybe earnings for the stores would kind of weaken Apple, but it didn't. Apple did great. And we're going to get into each one of their earnings as well. So going into the antitrust hearing, let me know that these are vital companies for America. Then all of a sudden, all these companies coming out at the exact same time, and they all tracked by the NASDAQ. And I knew immediately what these companies say will affect the index as a whole, the NASDAQ. That's how big these companies are. So when I looked at it, I broke down the ways you can invest here. I wrote these down here for the show. I want to talk about the ways you can invest to profit from the big moves of tech. So you're looking at it. First, I was looking at picking a company. I said, maybe I can maybe find Facebook, Amazon, Google. Maybe I can buy a bunch of it right before earnings and make about a good 5%, you know, the next morning, if I'm correct. Like if I brought, you know, I already own some Apple. I said, what if I bought a bunch of Apple and maybe that can help me out or whatever, right? But that was very risky. I said, well, one of these, what if it declines? Maybe if I'm going to buy a stock, usually I buy a stock after its earnings are released. So I said, that's very risky if I pick a company. Then I said, you know what? Something that's less riskier is I can purchase the entire NASDAQ ETF, which is QQQ, Quebec. I can purchase the entire NASDAQ. Then I said, you know what? I could be a little riskier and then get a leverage bullish ETF, I almost said bearish, get a leveraged bullish ETF, which was called by the index of Tango Q Quebec, meaning that if the NASDAQ goes up 1 point, this would go up 2 to 3 points. So then I said, you know what? I can take it a little bit more. I can buy a call option on the NASDAQ, betting that the price is going to go up. Or I could buy a call option on the TQQ, betting that the stock was going to go up even higher, right? So I decided, I said, well, picking one company is too risky. I don't want to pick one company. Why don't I want to pick one company? It's too risky. I don't know. Out of these four companies, I know all of them just can't blow away. Somebody's going to lag. I don't know who, right? So I felt picking a company was too risky. Then I said, well, maybe I can buy a call option pick a company to buy a call option on. And I said, well, what if I just pick that wrong horse? That's what happened to me last time with Amazon last quarter when they said it's going to spend $4 billion of their profits on the coronavirus. I said, well, that's too risky to pick one company and just try to invest in, right? So then I said, well, you know, the index, if I can just buy the index, that's a smarter route, because I guarantee you at least one, maybe two of these companies may be subpar, but I guarantee you the other two companies are going to blow it away and they're going to carry the NASDAQ up. So I said, if I'm correct on this bet that I make on a NASDAQ, I will only make 1 to maybe 2 to 3% return on investment in one day, which isn't bad. But if I buy a leverage ETF, I now can go up 5 to 6% if the NASDAQ goes up. if I got a call on the net, on the index, I could potentially make 50%, depending on which call option I had. I can make 50% if I'm correct. But if I got a leveraged call option, I could make somewhere between 60 to 80% return on investment overnight. Now, granted, when you start to get with options and you get a weekly option that expires within a week, they are very risky because they expire, right? Now, the NASDAQ itself, I just got the index QQQ. I can hold that forever because I know I may lose the war on Friday. I may lose the battle on Friday, but I'm going to win the war if I just hold on to the NASDAQ. So that's what made it not as risky. If I just brought the company stock, it wouldn't be as risky because I could just hold the stock until it rebounds because I know they're great companies. But I decided to buy, I decided to buy the TQQ, and I decided to buy a call option on TQQ as well. And the way things are looking right now, let's look at some of the earnings. Let's see what happened so far in the extended hours trading, right? You have, out of all the companies, you have Facebook. Facebook has gone up over the past year. Facebook has gone up over, not the past year, but just over the extended hours period, you had 6%. Google is the only one, it's about up about 5%. Not 5%, 0.5%. And I think it's going to go negative during the day. But then again, you had Apple, which is going up 6%. Then you also had, Facebook going up 6%. You had Apple go up 6%. Amazon went up 5%. And Google is kind of staying the same. I think Google is going to be the loser out of the four. I figured somebody was going to be wrong. And good thing I didn't decide to go buy call options on Google. But this has pushed the entire index up 1.88% in the extent that I was trading. Right. So with this being said, this was a rare opportunity. When I saw the entire market, I knew the big tech, they come out on one day, they're going to push the entire index. Right. And by them pushing the entire index, they all had rockstar earnings. You had Facebook. What did Facebook benefit from? Facebook benefited from when you see all this social media, all the things that are going on social media that are supposed to be good or bad or whatnot. Facebook benefited from that. How did Facebook benefit from it? Because as we log on, as everybody shared all these videos of civil unrest, most people are watching these things on social media. So more people are engaged on social media, meaning their ad revenue increases because they have increased engagement. People are sharing things. People are on Messenger. Messenger is one of the top five apps, if not the top one or two, the top five apps in the App Store on the iPhone and the Google Store. On the iPhone Store and the Google Store, it's one of the top five apps. Some people have Messenger, they don't have Facebook. They also have Instagram. With more people sitting at home, as you can see, the demand for television and cable is starting to decrease. Facebook is picking up the slack. So what we're going to do here, we're going to take a quick break. And by break, I mean a very quick break. And we're going to get into the rest of Facebook's earnings. And then we're going to jump straight into Google's earnings. And then we're going to jump straight into Facebook. We're going to jump into Google's earnings. We're going to jump into Apple's earnings. And we're also going to jump into, who was the other company I'm missing? Facebook, Amazon earnings as well. So we're going to look at all the companies' earnings after the break. Stay tuned.
Aloha. I'm Christine Linders, a physical therapy specialist and the host of Movement Matters. My show is designed to teach you the simplest and most effective treatment strategies to get you out of pain and back to doing what you love. If you or someone you know is having pain in a certain area of the body and would like a free assessment and treatment over media or in person, and then come on the show to talk about it, email us at thinktechmovementmatters@gmail.com. Or if you have a topic you would like to know more about, please email us. My goal is to decrease pain all over the world, inspiring people to take better care of their bodies to enjoy life to the fullest. I look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to the Prince of Investing. I'm your host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado via Honolulu, Hawaii. So ladies and gentlemen, before the break, we were talking about the earnings reports for Facebook, Amazon, Google, and Apple, right? I had spoke about ways to profit. I spoke about why I decided that NASDAQ was so big. Why do I take a bet on the NASDAQ? All these other great things, right? Let's get into some of these earnings. So as you looked at Facebook, Facebook had an increased user engagement. Facebook had an increased user engagement with a lot of things that we're seeing today. More people are home, and that more people are home, more people are getting their news from social media today. And the reason why that is a big deal is because the Capitol Hill just made it a big deal. Congress just called Mark Zuckerberg to the, to Congress, to the White House, pretty much. I won't say the White House, but to the state, to the national capital, to talk about how big they were in the antitrust issues, to say, hey, you can just shut down conservatives if you want to. You can shut down people you don't like. You can shut down people's accounts or whatnot or whatever. And you can mark it as hate speech. They was looking at Facebook becoming too powerful. Not only Facebook, but you also had Amazon, Google, and Apple, companies that we're going to talk about here shortly. So when you look at Facebook, with all the civil unrest, it benefited. All the media that was going on, all the media, all the shares, all the likes, all these other good things, Facebook benefited from that. The second one was Amazon. Did Amazon change its business model? Did Amazon change the way it did business, create new products? No. Amazon, it benefited from the coronavirus, because guess what? It locked down a lot of their, it benefited from the coronavirus, because guess what? It locked down a lot of the competition. Nobody's going to the mall. People are not going to shopping centers. People can't get things shipped. Shipments are slowing down. So the competition, as the competition starts to find a hot spot, guess what starts to happen? Amazon starts to thrive. More people at home. More people are not taking a trip to the store. Companies like Amazon thrive. Why does companies like Amazon thrive? Amazon thrived because of its online platform. It's the number one e-commerce. More people stayed at home. More people brought things. Amazon is now up 5 to 6% in extended hours trading, right? 5 to 6% for Amazon is about $150, I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, to give or take. But great for them. Now, the next one, Apple. And I'm going to tell you guys a little secret here. Apple has, in their earnings report, has placed a, it has given a foreshadowing or let you know what is next, what is big. What do you mean by that, Prince? Apple, I was scared of Apple because Apple has stores. I said, well, they're going to be closing stores. Not too many people going to the Apple store, no iPhone 12. What's going to happen? So what happened with Apple? Apple's problem was, Apple said that, hey, what kept us, what made us big was people were using apps that kept them at home. For prime example, Zoom. Zoom has zoomed up and became so relevant and important during this time. Why has Zoom become so relevant and important? Because everybody's at home. Everybody's utilizing Zoom. Everybody's Zooming, you know, so guess what the stock did? It zoomed. Now, I thought by the summertime, coronavirus will probably be cleared up, but things are still kind of ramping up and we're about to go into another wave. So Zoom is going to be even more relevant during this wave, right? So that's one little quote unquote hint that I took and I heard from Apple saying that, hey, they didn't say Zoom's name, but they said people using stay-at-home apps is what saved our company. People demand for the stay-at-home apps increased. And I thought about it. What's the number one stay-at-home demand app increase that increased? Amazon already been online. You know, Facebook has already been online. Messenger already been online. Google Maps, Uber, all those companies already been online. They already been apps. But what made Amazon different? I mean, not Amazon, but what made Zoom different? Zoom just zoomed right into relevance. It's been a great year for 2020 for Zoom. As a demand for people to use at-home conferences increase. Television shows use Zoom. Everybody's using Zoom, right? So that's a key indicator for the future when Zoom earnings come out later this year. So with that being said, the only company that had a decline, which was very shocking to me, was Google. The reason why it was very shocking, Google owns YouTube, and YouTubers have seen a big increase in subscribers. we've seen a big increase in people wanting to use more content. People are watching more podcasts are coming out, more YouTube channels are coming out, meaning ad revenue, more eyeballs on YouTube now. So now as we look at YouTube, I start to wonder. I said, well, Google's going to profit from this. It's the number one search engine. You know, Google is a adverb now. People use it as a thing now. You know, back in the day when we had this big closet of encyclopedias, kids don't have that no more. The number one search tool is Google nowadays. So I thought Google would benefit, especially from everybody being home. But Google, it reported a decline in its digital ads. I was very shocked by that, very shocking to me. This is why I didn't pick a particular company. This is why I picked the broad-based index, because Google was one of the companies I thought was going to go up easy 5% like Amazon did. And I thought Apple would probably be in Google space with probably owning so many stores and no new iPhones, and the demand for iPhones would probably decrease. But I was wrong. Google and Apple switched up on me there. So when you look at it, overall, the tech companies, you know, you're talking about three, all of them went up, even though I think Google is going to go red tomorrow morning before the market opens. And when it opens, Google will probably go red into the slowly decline. Not much, but it'll go by a little decline, making a great opportunity for buyers out there, because the company's still a great brand, it's still strong, it's still dominating the world right now. So I definitely will look at a buying opportunity. Oh, and I forgot to mention, ladies and gentlemen, Apple also announced a 4-to-1 stock split. Prince, what does that mean? Let's say if I own one share of Apple for $340, right? $380, I think that's what it was trading for today. I own one share for, let's round it up for math's sake, $400. You own one share of Apple for $400. They did a 4-to-1 stock split. That means for every person that owns one stock at $400 now has four stocks at $100. So if I own one share of Apple at $400, now I have four shares of Apple for $100, right? Why would a company do that? How does that make sense? It makes it, you know, is it really value to you? Yes, you get more shares, but the value stays the same. And guess what's going to happen? The price of the stock is more attractive now. More smaller investors can now own Apple. How many people can afford that $400 stock? Not that many, but now people can afford the $100 stock. So Apple has become more attractive. I think it's losing this luster. It used to be a big deal back in the day, but it's not that much, because people can use apps like Cash App. I think even Robinhood offer fractional shares. A lot of the big online brokers are offering fractional shares right now. So let's say if you didn't have $400, you only had $100, you still can buy 25% of Apple. That's just new technology start doing that now. So back in the day when Apple was $700, I remember this back in 2014, when Apple was $700 and it split down to $100, it did a 7-to-1 stock split. That was a big deal to me. I was like, wow, I can afford Apple now, right? But nowadays, anybody can afford Google. Amazon is $3,000, but you can pull out the Cash App or the Robinhood app or the M1, and the list goes on. There's so many companies offering fractional shares where you can buy pieces of companies now. Even I think TD Ameritrade called Slices. TD Ameritrade got something called Slices. So even the big household name brokers are allowing people to buy a portion of stocks before even splitting. In good news, they are splitting. If you own some Apple, you're going to see a difference. The price of the stock is going to drop, but the number of shares you got are going to go up. If you're someone who wanted to own a whole share, now you can possibly afford a share now. Now it's more attractive to be added to certain, think about it, Apple at $100 versus Amazon at $3,000. Google, Tesla is at $1,500. Google is almost at, what, $1,200 to $1,400. Those are big companies. People might be like, $1,000 for one stock? No, sir. They're probably going to look to $100 stock like a Disney or Apple. And that's what Apple, that's what the good thing about splitting stock does. So that's one thing they announced. One big thing that I wanted to make sure I didn't look over, because that's a definitely big thing for shareholders out there. Now let's do a quick recap. We said Facebook in extended hours is up by 6.5. Amazon is up by 5%. Apple is up by 6.4%. Google is up by 0.8% the last time I looked at extended hours. I think Google is going to be the one that's going to go a little red. Their digital ads slowed, their revenue, they're down 30% year over year. This time last year, their revenue has slowed due to the cloud, and digital revenue from the ads has slowed down. So that's hurt the company, right? I won't say hurt the company, just hurt it from rising up during the season. Still a great company, could be a buying opportunity for the long term, right? If you're someone with Google, you can take a dollar, $5 and buy you a bunch of Google. Right. So anyway, good, going to be a good day tomorrow. Or should be a good day tomorrow for Apple. And also all these companies pushed up. I want to say they compiled a large amount of the NASDAQ. And by all these companies coming together, they have pushed up the NASDAQ by 1.8% tomorrow. And I wouldn't be surprised at all. There's probably going to be a rally in the NASDAQ due to all these tech companies coming through and knocking out their earnings reports. So this is a great sheet. They put out the earnings report. It's going to push up the NASDAQ. We talked about some ways you can benefit from that or could have benefited from that potential move with leverage ETFs, with regular ETFs, even with call options. And we talked about even buying the company or waiting to after earnings and seeing the companies who did very good on their earnings, but is maybe struggling right now. A company like Amazon. Amazon last quarter went down 7%, right? Why did it go down 7%? It went down 7% due to the fact of it was paying out $4 billion. I saw that as a great buying opportunity. And I want to say over the last quarter, Amazon is probably going up at least somewhere between about 10 to 30%, if I'm not mistaken. So great investment. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's going to conclude today's episode. I thank you guys and girls for tuning in. Hopefully y'all got something out of this. Don't forget to hit the like, subscribe, comment, share button. Drop some comments below if you got questions. Thank you guys for tuning in. My name is Prince Dykes. I'm the Prince of Investment. And until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.